Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. This is what I want to do. Before we go one step further, everybody knows what kind of excitement that we have on Friday. And you know why the energy just seems different. It's because today's Bierno's Day. Thanks to George and the Bierno's team for dropping off lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Think about lunch or dinner. Bierno's has you covered tonight and this weekend. Wouldn't it be nice to sit back and have some Bierno's and watch the Duke game? It'd be awesome. Oh. Watch hoops and order Bierno's. All Bierno's now delivering alcohol, carry out and delivery to your home. Support local. Yeah, it's that good. Bierno's Pizza. And also, we all know, and this is the perfect time to tell you or remind you, that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources a human can have. And if you agree, then DFH Company is always the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Check into their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard, send that to me, for your hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Sorry, I got distracted. It's not quite March, yeah, but that doesn't mean college basketball fun has to wait. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players, the chance to cash $100. New customers can bet $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. And if your team makes it rain, also, you can cash $100. Now, remember, I've told you guys how to do this. It's very simple. Midwestern teams, like Creighton, Wisconsin, Iowa, pick one of them, and they'll hit a three for you, and then you can win some money. That's right. All it takes is for one three-pointer being hit by your chosen team to turn $1 into $100. Sounds like a no-brainer. This slam dunk of an offer won't be around forever, so head to the App Store now. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Get in on all the action. If basketball isn't for you, DraftKings has a daily DraftKings Sportsbook has a daily odds on hockey and soccer. Who's your pick for the Stanley Cup this year, by the way?
Red Wings.
The Red Wings?
I'm going to say the Rangers.
The Rangers and the Red Wings? Okay. It's good. It's good picks.
I actually just threw the first name out that I came to mind.
Brian, he knows that. He was being sarcastic.
He might know
he
that.
He thought we had no names of any teams on demand. He tried to set you up. You did a great job of answering. That I thought of the first hockey team I could name, Detroit Red Wings. Let's go.
I'm a Maple Leafs guy, I guess.
They don't have them anymore. They folded.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its customers since 2012. So they know a thing or two about big paydays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCO to get a shot to turn $1 into $100 and you bet on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. That's promo code WLCL for new customers to get a shot at 100-1 odds on any team to hit a three-pointer this week. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. Winnings paid out and $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. A gambling problem? Well, call 1-800-9 with it.
I particularly waited on February 26th, the peak hour is 11 o'clock. People getting off lunch or getting off for lunch.
Friday,
11 o'clock. You know, they don't even like to wait till 12. They like to beat the lunch traffic home. So Friday about 11 o'clock, a lot of people get out of there. A lot of people tune in. I want to take a serious moment to announce a government, a decree, whatever good word it says, this is my word and this is permanent. Now, Brian Hall, do you remember what's our national, our last national holiday we made?
Yeah. It was like 2 weeks ago, wasn't it, when we made it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to tell me.
If anybody remembers the national holiday that we just made 2 weeks ago that Brian has already forgotten, please text it in.
Why do I feel like
It was a Friday thing. It was something for Friday, right?
Please remind Brian Hall, everyone, what our most recently decreed national holiday is. I believe, Steve, you were completely gone out of town.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember just, this at all.
Text us, please.
I mean, I love the show. I listen all the time. But I'm not.
Thank you, Steve. I got a texter who knows it. Tell Brian.
Valentine's Day.
It wasn't Valentine's Day. It was something that we made on Valentine's Day. Not Valentine's Day, but it was something else.
Do you remember?
It was National...
What are they saying over there, Steve?
Somebody said Reservations Day.
Oh, Reservations Day. That's right. No, yeah. So we made January 1st, or did we?
January 7th.
We said, but
we said the week of the 1st to the 7th.
Okay,
that's right.
Because actually, we made it the 7th through the 14th.
That's what we gave them a week. We said make sure that you make your dinner reservations between the 7th and the 14th of January
because
for Valentine's.
How many times are people gonna? 2 weeks before, man, I can't get any reservations.
Oh, yeah.
7th through the 14th of January.
Get a jacuzzi tub, man.
Whatever you're going to do.
A little
just
tray.
Trying to help you out.
To keep you out of trouble.
Listen, have dinner right there.
Make your reservations
for your wife.
Right. For your restaurant, 7th through the 14th. The reason I brought that up is because today, on February 26th.
Okay.
We're going to declare another national holiday.
I love it. Let's do it. We already got KCD, which I don't think we're going to get this year.
I don't know how you have how do you go through?
I don't know. Actually, we've just celebrated a season-long KCD.
Yeah, do we need the holiday this year? That's one of those, it's been prosperous this year. Let's not do that. Today, on February 26th, the year of our Lord 2021, Marcus Maben, Steve Rummage, and Brian Hall. I'm just attaching y'all
to this
Bill of Rights. Nationally known as 502 Day. Happy birthday, David Johnson and Dwayne Sutton.
Happy birthday.
Two of our very finest, of our most proud. David Johnson and Dwayne Sutton.
Yeah, happy birthday.
From now on, February 26th is 502 day. Happy birthday, gentlemen.
As long as he comes back and plays Saturday.
Hey, so side note, I just put in my calendar of January 7th, National Reservation Day. So next year on the 7th, I'll get this random notification. and I set it for right in the middle of the show. So I'll be like, Marcus, guess what today is?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm not going to forget.
If he can't play Saturday, then
you're gonna take away his national holiday, Steve.
Uh-huh.
Is that how bad you want to beat Duke, or is that like?
No, I just want to keep winning. Like I want to keep winning. I enjoy bracketology.
What do you want me to say?
I want to win stuff. So yeah, man. All right. Real quick before we get to some serious stuff, Brian, it's starting to look more and more. I'm curious with the text line because I saw this conversation going on online today or on Twitter on the line. Have you ever saw Internship?
No.
He's like, on the line. Show. Yeah, he's like, on the line. They're like, you mean online? He's like, no, on the line. It's great. Two seed that you feel comfortable with. Because I've saw some of the arguments going on today. There's a few matchups, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally fair, Brian, to pull up a bracket. Yeah. I mean, I don't expect you to know all the brackets right off the top of your head. But if it's looking more and more like we're going to get in that 7-10, even the 8-9, I watched Houston, and this is what kind of made me think about this. I watched Houston WKU last night. And I had a moment. And my moment was,
no way.
We'd waste Houston.
No way.
My moment said, if I got Houston up in
Indianapolis,
in round two, on the Sweet 16, boys.
What, they're sitting at like a three seed, right?
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, teams that are still in that range, you know, of a two, of a one,
so
or two.
You want to know, like, let's
right see. Now, read all the twos and the threes. And all Steve, right. When he reads the twos and the threes, say yes or no.
And give me the fourth one. Give me the fourth one, because the top three, we know what they
so
are.
I just randomly pulled up. I pulled up Andy Katz's projections.
Okay.
He's got the one seeds as Gonzaga, Baylor, Michigan, and Ohio State.
Okay.
He's got the two seeds as...
Okay, here we go.
Illinois.
No.
Villanova.
Yes.
Yes.
Alabama.
Yes.
Yes!
And Florida State.
We wouldn't play.
No, yeah, we so that wouldn't count. That wouldn't be. Yeah, we wouldn't play them in the opening pods.
That would be a no anyway.
Yeah, but yes, that would be a resounding no.
So we've only had one no in the twos.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Three seeds. We got West Virginia.
Yes.
Oklahoma.
Western Kentucky should have beat West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma. Yes.
Iowa and Houston.
You don't want Iowa. I'd kill for Houston. Yeah. I'm not terrified of Iowa.
I'm not terrified of them either.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the reason I wanted to do that is because if you want to get a little bit of excitement build up and a reason to for these last three games to kind of like
read those down the line one more time, Brian. Give me the twos and the threes.
And the reason we're doing the threes too is because threes and twos can
quick. In a heartbeat. Yep. Because everybody we're having three games left.
So the twos: Florida State, Illinois, Villanova, Alabama. The threes: Iowa, Houston, West Virginia, Oklahoma.
Go to Brian, will you do me a favor? Will you go to Bracket Matrix? Because I like Bracket Matrix because it's kind of like the composite ranking on, and I'm doing this for a reason because I want you to hear names of teams
to put faces to names. Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. You still got to win the first round game.
Yeah.
In the NCAA tournament, I don't play that game. Me and Marcus are cut from the same cloth in that one where I'm like, yeah, you got to win game one first, bro. But I'm just throwing it out there. When people look at me in the face and they're like, well, what's it matter? I mean, well, even if they get the tournament, who cares? So I'm like,
you got to play a two seed in the second round.
Think about it. And it might, it could lose to any of these teams. They're two seeds for a reason.
So where do you want to start with Bracket Matrix?
Bracket Matrix, give me the twos. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Since it's Bracket Matrix, go ahead and give us the ones.
Because it actually has like the – what they would do is the overall number one.
Yeah.
So the overall number one would be Gonzaga. The number two number one would be Baylor, Michigan, and then Ohio State in that order.
Ohio State got beat last night by Michigan State, which Michigan State's been rolling. But I'm not – as an 8-9 game, I wouldn't be completely terrified if Ohio State was my one. The other three, I would kind of be like eh. – even though Scott Drew – he's got a way of choking sometimes, but still, like the other three, I'd be like, okay, we're probably in round two. Yeah,
the Big Ten has three of the top five teams.
Oh yeah, no, Big Ten's great conference.
So now when we get into the two seeds, they have Illinois as the top two seed.
Yep, I want no part of that.
Then they go Alabama, Villanova, Iowa. Iowa they actually have as a two seed, the last two seed.
Okay, what about the threes?
Then you get to the threes, which has West Virginia as the top three seed, then Houston, Florida State, Oklahoma.
So can we agree?
Virginia is the first four seed that could slip into the three seed spot.
Then can we agree if you make it to the second round, I think we're clearing up right now that there's a good shot. We just named those teams on a couple different brackets. That's one of the three. That's one of the teams you're going to see in the second round. Out of all those teams, I think we've pretty much said Michigan, Gonzaga, Baylor, and Illinois are the four.
And Illinois is kind of our man crush, too.
Because Illinois has shown they can be suspect, too.
And we've been watching a complete year with no Malik Williams. So all this Illinois fear
comes from Kofi Coburn.
Yeah,
Cockburn. Take your pick.
And no Malik.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of changing a little bit now. Got Gabe now.
Yeah. we got Wisnitzer now. Hey, throw him in there to Kofi.
Hey. Listen.
Go ahead.
That was so Freudian how you said it. throw him in there to Kofi, like you're tossing him into a cage with the lion, just like just toss Gabe in there into
try to wear him out, Gabe.
He would bam out of bio, honestly.
So, I mean, genuinely, 38, 31, 93, 9 is the text line, 81, 15, 93, 9. When you hear those names,
do you freak out?
Does that give you a little more looking ahead at the tournament, like a little more of, hey, maybe I shouldn't just totally resign to being out in week one? You know, because I think that's kind of where we're at as a fan base. We are happy to get into the tournament. It's been over the last 7 years. I think I was talking to Andy this morning on Twitter, and I said, over the last 7 years, you want to know why I'm going to celebrate any tournament victory or any tournament I get? I was watching WrestleMania 31 the last time my team was in the second weekend. WrestleMania 37 or 38 next month. So I'm like, since then, I've been out of a tournament. I've had COVID take us out of a tournament. I've been banned from a tournament. You know, I mean, the list goes on. It's like, so now I think a lot of Louisville fans, including myself, have kind of been like, well, probably only a week one team. But then I start to hear these names and I start to watch them play. And that's the other thing that got me too was, I mean, I start to see a lot. Illinois get beat the other night. You got Ohio State get beat the other night. You know, I mean, just kind of watching, you're like, these teams are beatable, man. Like, I mean, these aren't juggernaut teams that you might see in the second round here. It's very possible that you were to upset one of these teams. Like, it's not out of the – I mean, you're the number four team in the ACC.
Just watch how many people would take a second-round stab at Louisville over Houston, Louisville over Oklahoma, Louisville over upset on Illinois. You know what I'm saying? Like, plenty of people would say it.
Yeah.
Plenty of people would say it. So, yeah, I do get the excitement on this one.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, it's not like irrational excitement. I'm looking currently for one more little conversation I want to clean up before our last break. Because we're going to take this last commercial break in a second. And, Coach, we're going to be on standby for Coach Mack. Per Pat 40. So I just want to get this out and get this off our plate, y'all. Penalties for South Carolina and Lamont Evans bribery case. Significant. : No postseason ban. Virtually all self-imposed school penalties were accepted. That's an important precedent. Oh. What does that mean, Steve?
I don't know, man. I mean,
it means they accepted all of South Carolina's self-imposing.
Yeah, it's it goes back to my point where don't waste your time freaking out. Coach Mack's doing a good job at getting good teams in here, even with this over our head. They're going to do whatever they decide to do on that day.
He accepted approximately 33,300 and 5,800 in bribes.
Yeah, wasn't Lamont Evans one of the ones taken in?
Yes.
And questioned? And
yes.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
Arrested.
Yeah, like, it's just one of those deals where I'm like, you're going to drive yourself nuts if you sit around and which probably will be another year or two, and just go, oh, man, what are they going to do to us? You have no idea.
Case came to light when FBI arrested former assistant coach in connection with the indictment and federal criminal complaint filed by the U.S. District Court of Southern District of New York. Which means, you know what their self-imposement was? 2 years probation, a $5,000 fine, self-imposed.
Yeah.
A reduction of men's basketball official visits to 25 over a 2-year period, self-imposed.
Yeah. That's what I'll say. I mean, the NCAA, I mean, the one thing nobody can argue is they're going to do whatever they're going to do. They may decide that they're the IARP. And we don't even know. The IARP hasn't even made a decision on one case yet.
A prohibition of men's basketball telephone recruiting for a six-week period is what they self-imposed.
Marcus, the IARP hasn't even made a decision on James Wiseman.
A 10-year show cause order for the former assistant coach.
Yeah.
That's what they self-imposed, and that was accepted by the NCAA.
Yeah.
Stop freaking out, y'all.
Yeah, they're going to do
said
whatever.
I said it last night. It would not surprise me if they said 2 years, get out of our face. Right? Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me if they said, upon further review, the sanctions you've had have been, you know, have been sufficient in our eyes.
I'm gonna
move on about your business.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Is everything good on the radio, Brian? Somebody said we dropped on radio.
Should be.
Okay. Well,
let me double check.
Well, we're probably still on the app, even if we. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
She's doing a terrible job.
Oh, man. She was close. It's like, oh, man, if I was in that car. Listen, I'm going to pull a Marcus Maben. You almost need to say that again because I think no one on the planet can argue you right now. And I'm going to say it for you. I wouldn't, and we are still on the app, they say, so either way.
Everybody said it's all good.
Are we good?
I just got some texts, and I just checked the app.
Okay, cool. We're good. I wouldn't be surprised if we got a 2-year tournament ban. I can, with the exact same tone and belief, say, I wouldn't be surprised if they said, upon further review, we just don't really have the stuff there. Louisville, penalties accepted, move on. I wouldn't be surprised either way.
I wouldn't even celebrate. Like, I would be happy, but I would say, yeah, of course. Like, yeah, it's like, you know how I get in those movies where a guy gets cleared after 50 years and people say, oh, well, that's a great win. And I'm like, no, it's not.
No. We spent, you know, 50 years in prison.
Yeah. And we were ran through you know how many recruits we lost because of this stuff that's been dragging on?
Yes.
On a obviously lying dad who put Louisville's name in something once he saw that that's who they were hunting for. Mm-hmm. I literally saw entrapment attempt on the University of Louisville with my own two eyes. And Vince Tyree can literally go in there and say, there was entrapment by the FBI.
Yeah.
Guys were pressured to say things about Louisville. Mm. Obviously, this is our case. And if they said, we accept Louisville's defense on this in the IARP.
Yeah.
Basketball wise, I celebrate.
Yeah.
But Marcus says, yeah, but you still cost me 3 years of recruiting.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm top five right now.
That's a tremendous comparison, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you do think about that, man. You're like, you know, it won't necessarily. I mean, we'll all be happy because it's like, okay, we're not missing the tournament.
Yeah, I got out of jail, but I wasn't supposed to be in jail in the first place.
And I think we'll appreciate Coach Mack on that day.
Right.
That's what that show would be for 90, for Middays with Marcus Maben is we'll say, thank goodness Coach Mack kept us with good teams through that time. And this is an appreciation towards him. But, yeah, I don't think it'll be a big time. Like, yeah, all right, we did it. Like, no, we didn't, dude. We
just got screwed,
We just went through 5 years or 4 years.
Of over disciplinary action.
Yeah, on basically being on recruiting, having recruiting sanctions. So
yeah, recruiting purgatory.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, I agree. I do agree with you on that. I mean, now, like I said, it'd be a good – now let's move on, but I mean, Louisville might have a Elite Eight caliber team next year, so I mean it's not like I'm not missing, you know.
Before we go to commercial break, I just want you to say who's going to be on our team next year.
Next year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh gosh,
let's do it together.
Okay, yeah, L. Ellis and Bobby Pettiford,
mm-hmm.
and Josh Nickelberry,
mm-hmm.
and you've got Dre Davis, mm-hmm. Sam Williamson,
mm-hmm. Malik.
I'm trying to do it by position. Yeah, Matt Cross. Mike James.
J.J. Trainer.
J.J. Trainer. Jalen Withers. Quinn Slezinski.
Vander Esch.
Sam Williams.
Vander Esch.
Vander Heiden.
Vander Heiden. Vander Heiden.
Pulled a cowboy out there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Vander Esch. Vander Heiden.
Gabe Wisnitzer.
Gabe Wisnitzer. Roosevelt Wheeler. Malik. Probably Malik Williams.
Wheeler.
Yes. As I said, Wheeler. Yeah, Wheeler. And Aiden Gahan.
Maybe.
Maybe. And for people asking what the scholarships, I've saw that ask a few times. The NCAA is going to have to increase scholarship numbers a little bit. That's just, I mean, when they gave everybody a free year, they knew. Now schools are going to probably run more people off than NCAA.
It
costs a lot of money to give an extra scholarship.
Yeah. There are going to be some big boy conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you tell a kid, like, hey, this is not personal, but you're never going to get any playing time here.
Yeah, like I think the NCAA will open that up and say, yeah, you can have 16 scholarship guys this year, but and schools aren't going to. Well, Coach Mack already said it. He said we're not going to keep that many people on scholarship.
Right,
like,
right. So, yeah.
Go ahead and put that out there now.
Yeah, I'm going to have big boy conversations and say, hey.
Dre Davis' brother's the year after, even though I have read that he could be a possible reclass.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
But I doubt he would next year. I doubt he would.
He might. I don't know. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
All right, now welcome back. Sorry, Brian enjoys his music, man. That's one thing I will say. Brian takes his music very seriously, his music choices. He enjoys them, and I ruined that for him completely.
Well, we always lead into the weekend with...
I love it, yeah.
With some lover boy, everybody's working for the weekend.
No, I absolutely love it. I think it's great. But anyway, so we're going to take Coach Mack here at 11:50. I don't know if they're going to have a play or two, but if they do, being that it's Duke, we'll go ahead and we'll take that as well. But we're going to have all that, so you don't have to change the channel. Just hang right here with us for about another 10 minutes or so. Marcus Maben had a few things to take care of, so I told him there's some rain coming in. So I told him, I said, hey, listen, I missed a few days. I said, you get on out of here and get your stuff taken care of. And actually, one of the places he's heading, I want to tell you about right now, because you can do the same thing. And the reason he's going is because it's quick. He'll be in and out the door and be home before the rain. Head to Kroger for prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. You'll find more ways to save on the fresh you love with personalized coupons, weekly sales, and rewards like fuel points, all for prices that are even lower than everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone. So I enjoy that. I also want to remind people, too, UPS Jobs is hiring. And we talk about this a lot. You hear us talking about it, but it's because I really do believe in their program and what they do. I think it really, a lot of people has helped around here in the city. They're currently running attendance bonuses up to $300 for select shifts. There's multiple part-time employment opportunities available for you varying shifts between days and nights. A college student will take advantage of the Metro College and have 100% of your undergraduate tuition paid by UPS to U of L or JCTC. If you work the night shift at Worldport, UPS provides great benefits, including career advancement opportunities, upward mobility and trajectory, and paid health insurance after 9 months of employment for you and your family. Administrative non-union entry-level opportunities are also available with benefits after 6 weeks. So visit upsjobsky.com for more information or upsjobs.com/Louisville to apply today. Brian, while we're waiting here, I think what we're all, would you agree, what everybody is listening for today is an update on David Johnson.
Very much so.
I think that that's why that this one is so big. I think that that's why people are right now listening to us, kind of sitting on the edge of your seat. Wait, you know, because sometimes you always like hearing the weekly press conference or the pregame press conference. Let's hear what the coach says. But this one's big, and I think
there is a player too, by the way.
Okay,
Carleek Jones will be talking.
Okay, will Carleek be first?
Usually they do the player first and then go into Mac. It doesn't specify in the email who's going first, but usually it's player.
We'll take that.
Might as well.
Let's take Carleek Jones. Okay, we'll take Carleek Jones in. One of them will be talking. If Carleek's first, we'll take Carleek Jones. Yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's first. if he's second, then we'll probably cut out after Mac.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll just kind of, either way, probably about 8 minutes here, we'll do that. But I think what everybody's waiting on is the David Johnson question, because it really changes things. I mean, anybody who's watched Duke over the last week or two, I think you're smart enough as a fan base, we're smart enough as a fan base to know they're getting better. And they have went through a transition where they're not the same team. They don't play the same. They now have the big kid Williams in the middle. All right, so they have a legitimate big man. Yeah, I know. So do we. Ironically, ironically, there'll be two big Williams playing.
Williams brothers will be out there.
Yeah, yeah. So, but no, I mean, they're not the same team. How they play, what they do is going to be completely different. They're not the same team mentally either. I mean, they're a team now that is expecting to win games. I think they're a team that's feeling like they're going to the NCAA tournament, and tomorrow will go a long way. They have Georgia Tech on the other side of this, who is inching their way up into quad one area. So, I mean, they feel like that they have three opportunities here to get with winnable games against Louisville, Georgia Tech, and North Carolina. So, they're a completely different team.
Well, like you said, kind of the complexity of their team changed when Jalen Johnson decided to forego the rest of his season. But it wasn't necessarily for the worst. And and you see that with some teams, that when you take away that guy who requires so many shots, or that you have to play the offense around, it can get other people involved and they can maybe run their system a little bit more. And nothing against Jalen Johnson, because I think he's going to be a great player down the road, but I feel like Duke has actually gotten it was a positive thing for them in the sense that they've actually seemed to have gotten a little bit better since Jalen Johnson left the team.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so it's a weird scenario. It's not very often, especially in conference, that you play a team, like, you know, you see it sometimes where you'll go, okay, you play a team out of conference and then you catch them again in the tournament and it's like, this is not the same team you played in November, you know, like, it's completely different. But it's not very often that you have this situation. Now, Louisville could argue the same thing. Louisville could argue, hey, we're a little bit of a different team too. I mean, for one, we felt like we were on a, you know, we weren't coming off a pause and stuff like that. But I mean, I think that's conversation's kind of over.
There's a kind of a lot on the line. You know, you always, it's always a big game when you go into Cameron Indoor, regardless of what Duke team's out there. And then you got the player of the year, you know, battle going on with Matthew Hurd and Carleigh Jones. And then you got, you know, Louisville fans still wondering if the Notre Dame game was a fluke or if they're back. And so, there is I think there's a lot to watch from a Louisville perspective. You know, I think we're still also kind of watching, is Samuel Williamson consistently going to be the guy that he's been the past couple games, or is he going to fade again in the game? I think you're also still have people that are interested in seeing Malik continue his kind of progress back towards his regular time, I guess, the time that he'll play in a game. Working his way back up. But
well, what is on the line for Louisville? Because with the win, I think Louisville's probably going to get in the tournament regardless now at this point. But with a win, I think that conversation, well, basically, that's not even a conversation piece anymore around here. You know, with a win tomorrow, if Louisville were to go into Duke and win, I don't think it's even a conversation piece anymore. It's like, okay, Louisville's in the tournament.
It's just a matter of what seed we are at that point.
Yeah, like Louisville's 12, and at that point would be 13-5. I think that would probably move us. We're fourth in the conference. That would almost lock us into a top four seed. Mm-hmm. I don't know the math on that, but just from looking, I think we may need one more to guarantee it, but I think we would be pretty close to locking in there. With teams behind us.
With the games that we have left on the schedule, I think winning the Duke game kind of secures the NCAA tournament berth, but then we're kind of in a spot where we could finish anywhere from a 5 or 6 seed all the way up to like 8 or 9 seed. Mm-hmm. And the last two games could determine that, because when you play a game like Virginia, that could bump us up a whole seed line.
Well, in conference, oh, yeah. No, right, right. Really, so could Virginia Tech and even yep. Duke. I mean, these are quad one wins.
Exactly.
Yeah, so but now in conference, I think mathematically Louisville could get to one seed still.
Really?
Yeah, because they're only a game and a half behind the one seed. Now, Virginia, I think Florida State's the one. I don't think Florida State's going to falter down the stretch. But, I mean, a two, if you won out, Louisville being the two seed would not be – I think they if probably would out, be.
If you finish as a one or two seed in the conference tournament, I mean, then you're more talking in that 4-6 range for the seed in the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, they could play their way up.
I don't know if Louisville could get a four.
No, I'm just saying. Well, I'm saying if they have the conference tournament, but they go beat Duke.
Yeah, sure,
Duke,
hey, they won out, won the conference championship. Now,
you could get
sure,
to.
Sure, they could get a four or five.
I think more realistically, even if they have a very impressive end of their season, they're still going to fall in that 5-6 range.
Yeah,
but then but I think worst case scenario, we're looking at a 8-9 seed.
No, I think everybody's pretty much. I think Louisville fans have resigned to the fact that, okay, we're in – and I've been saying this for like 2 weeks now. You're in that 8-9-7-10 game. Like, that's probably where you're going to be at. Because I don't – I'm not buying into the, like – because I know a lot of the conversation has been kind of leaning towards, like, well, Louisville could lose the last three games. Well, yeah, well, they could win a couple of them too. I mean, it's not like they're playing – they're playing three teams. Two of them they've already beat.
Yeah.
And it's like it's just resigned to the – like, oh, Louisville could lose all three. Oh, yeah, well, they could win all three. Like, okay. It's not like they're playing Gonzaga, Michigan, and Baylor over
but
the
honestly,
next –
honestly, this is from recent years, this is the most that I think wide range of seeding that we could fall into in a while.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Because typically, like, you know, we kind of going into Sunday selection show, we're like, okay, we're going to fall in the 2-3 range. We're going to fall in the 3-4 range.
Yeah.
We're going to fall, you know, whatever, and we have an idea whether we're going to get – you know, one spot up or one spot down. No. Now we really have a range of about 4-5 seeds.
You're so right, because there's a way this selection Sunday, you could not really know where you're going to be. Like, you know what I mean? Like you said, I mean, this could be because for one, you don't know how they're going to seed you. You don't know how the tournament committee is going to take COVID, different things into account. We don't know any of that stuff.
That's what I was going to say. It's going to get interesting when we don't know how many games some of these teams have played
yeah.
and how they're going to factor that in.
Yeah, because, I mean, what if Louisville wins one or two of their next ones and they at the end or wins one of their last three in a game or two in the tournament, they look at Louisville and they're like, well, I mean, that's a 16 or a 15 and 7 team.
Yeah.
You know, a 15 and 8 team. Like, we like what they did, whatever. And then they give you a 6 or a 7, and you're like, well, where did that come from? I thought he was going to be a 9 or a 10. We just don't know. Or Louisville could be lower. They could say, yeah, all the pauses and stuff, you just missed out on games. Because Louisville left at least three losses out there during the pause. Yeah. At least three.
There was some winnable games that got canceled.
Boston College got canceled. NC State's gotten canceled. Both Syracuse games have gotten canceled. Pittsburgh got canceled. You know, Virginia Tech. Well, we're going to play that. But Virginia got canceled. I mean, that's probably a loss. But, I mean, still, that was
but
six.
You just counted 4 or 5 wins right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they left a lot out there on the table. We are waiting real quick. We are at that 11.
Sorry, I'm kind of like between.
Yeah, no, I knew what you were doing. You're fine. We are at that 11:50 time. As soon as either Carly Jones or Chris Mack take the podium, we're going to take them.
Kenny just left the podium about 3 minutes ago, so I'm assuming that he's going to get Carleek and come back.
That's probably where we're going to be at is we're probably going to have Carleek Jones, and then after Carleek Jones, we'll have Coach Mack, and we'll carry both of those here. Either way, though, we're just kind of waiting around to see there. It'd be interesting. I want to hear from Carleek Jones. So
Me too.
Especially because the conversation we had earlier. I mean, this is a guy who's probably the front runner for Player of the Year.
All right, here we go. Carleek's getting ready to come up.
Carleek Jones, here it is.
All right, we're joined now by Carleek Jones. Start out with a question from Russ Brown.
Hi, Carleek. Russ Brown's Kentucky Today. big game coming up, of course, but a lot of bracketologists, so to speak, have you guys pegged as a bubble team at this point for the NCAA tournament. A couple things. I'd like to know if you agree with that, and if not, why? And do you feel these last three games are pretty vital to your chances for the tournament and your seeding?
I definitely think these last few games are definitely huge. Just to, you know, basically, you know, have a good spot in the tournament, and I also think it'll be a good start, you know, going into the tournament to, you know, have, you know, a three-game winning streak, or, you know, possibly a four-game winning streak under our belt leading into the tournament and stuff. So I definitely think that, you know, winning these last few games would be huge. But we just can't get ahead of ourselves, and we just got to take it, you know, one game at a time.
Do you agree that you're on the bubble, or do you think that's not correct?
I think we are. I honestly don't really know how it works. But just knowing some of the losses we took, to Florida State, our last recent loss to North Carolina, and you know, early in the year to Wisconsin and stuff like that, kind of, you know, set us back. But I definitely think we're on the bubble, and we need to just, you know, buckle down and you know, just remain solid for our last few games in the regular season.
Thanks.
Shannon. Hey, Carly. This is your third game back from the second long pause. In what areas do you feel like your team is starting to kind of rebuild consistency and get back to the things you were doing earlier in the season?
I would just say staying locked in. You know, like you said, with the pauses and stuff, it's kind of hard to, you know, come back the same as you did before the pause. But really, it's just, you know, staying locked in. We're usually getting up and down in practice, so I feel like us being in shape, I don't think that's a problem. I think we're back to our normal selves and being in shape. And like I said, it just comes down to staying locked in, staying with the task at hand, working on ourselves day in, day out, and just following our coach's plans.
Kent and then Gary.
Carleek, obviously last time out, and you guys kind of mentioned it after the game, that everybody just needed to do a little bit more without David. When he comes back, is it vital for everybody to continue to do a little bit more and not rely so heavily on you and him?
Yes, I think that everyone should continue to want to do more. I think, you know, when David comes back, and, you know, if, you know, guys keep up the same play, it makes things easier for me and David. It makes things easier for the team as a whole. When guys are stepping up, I also feel like it'd be hard to beat us if we have, you know, 5-6 guys in double figures. And then, you know, Malik and, you know, Jalen had, you know, not double doubles, but double digit rebounds. So, you know, when they, you know, produce like that, and even with David being back, I think we'll be a hard team to beat for sure.
Carly, what have you learned about yourself as a player, you know, being in the ACC and you know, facing these big games like Carolina? Now you've got another one coming up against Duke.
It just kind of told me, you know, and proved to me what I had already thought kind of coming in, just that, you know, I can play anywhere. I can play with, you know, some of the best teams and some of the best players in college basketball. And it's just, you know, every day I play in practice and, you know, play in some of these big games, it just gives me even more confidence and lets me know, like, I am here and I am doing, you know, what I kind of told myself I would do. And, you know, I just try to keep, you know, going forward with that.
Has it brought out another facet of your game, maybe, that you didn't have a year ago?
I'll say somewhat. You know, just, you know, learning small things, small little details, you know, reading or like coming off screens and stuff like that. It's just small things that I definitely feel like I've definitely improved on. But for the most part, I feel like I've been myself.
Tim?
Carly, for those teams that are not on the bubble, do you think that there's any argument to not play in a conference tournament, given that the NCAA has established its policies on replacement teams for the Big Dance?
I truly don't know. I really don't have any comments about that. I don't really know too. Like I said, I don't really know too much about that. Honestly, I'm just here to play. I'm here to practice, and I just really know about my schedule and our chances and stuff. So that's all I really know about it.
Thank you.
Last question for Carly from Michael.
Hey, Carlique, you guys beat Duke earlier in the year. Things changed throughout the season. Have you seen much difference in them, and what's standing out to them when you guys review their film lately?
So basically, the difference from the first game is, you know, they are missing one of their players, Johnson, who I guess they said they decided to, you know, opt out the rest of the season. But, you know, I thought the first game that we played them was a hard-fought game, a game where both teams competed, you know, throughout the whole game. And honestly, I think the last few games Duke have been playing better. I think their guards have stepped up and played well, on top of, you know, Matthew Hurt still playing as well as he is. So I'm definitely looking forward to another great game. We kind of got to, you know, not necessarily throw the film out from that first game, but we can't, you know, dwell on it or, you know, try to think like, oh, we got them the first time, so this should be easy. Like, no, they're going to come ready to play. So we need to be prepared.
Carly, thank you.
Hey.
We'll be back with Coach Mack shortly.
That was Carlique Jones. We'll hang around here. We're going to have Coach Mack. A couple things real quick. First things first.
Some of the questions.
What are we asking a kid? Do you think you're on the bubble? He was like, what am I supposed to say? Like, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. What do you think about teams setting out? You want to set out? No. Yeah, it's just like, come on, man. But anyway.
The bubble questions were kind of a little bit sketchy.
Yeah, and then to ask a kid, like, do you?
I don't know. I just
would you set out? You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Coach Mack said.
All right, we got Coach Mack.
Shannon, we'll start with.
I was just curious if David Johnson's back and if you expect him to be available for you at Duke.
I do, Shannon. He is back. He practiced yesterday. You know, he's feeling much better, and we expect him to be ready to go tomorrow.
And just as a follow-up to that, I mean, he was really instrumental defensively in the first game. Can you talk about maybe what your team is like now versus when you played him the first time, even though you had that long COVID pause?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have Malik back, which changes things. At times, Jalen Withers plays more forward than he really has all year. You know, we're just trying to get that continuity back. You know, we welcomed David back to practice for the very first time yesterday. He did a great job on Matthew Hurt in game number one, who really hurt us in the first half. You know, David did a really good job of fronting him in the post, try to make his catches tough. It's not easy. He's playing as well as anybody in the conference. So, you know, we've changed a little bit. You know, again, I mentioned Malik Williams, but Duke's changed a lot too. You know, Mark Williams now is manning their center position a majority of the time. And, you know, it's quite a different look. You know, he's over 7 feet tall. They use him in high lows. They've changed their defense almost completely to more of the Duke that I think people are used to. denying in passing lanes, trying to be very disruptive, knowing that, he can erase some shots around the basket, you know, behind the perimeter defenders. So it's going to be a challenge. I mean, Duke's always a challenge.
Kent?
Yeah, Chris, the overwhelming theme pretty much after last game was everybody just did a little bit more that David was out. You know, everybody had to. How much of a benefit would it be for the team now that he's back if everybody continues to do that little bit more, stays aggressive, not relying so heavily on Karlik and David, maybe on the offensive end?
100%. You know, we have to get contributions from all of our guys. And, you know, I think Sam's played really well these last few weeks. We need him to continue that effort, you know, both offensively and on the glass. I think Jalen, you know, obviously had a terrific game the other night against Notre Dame. You know, he'd had a 20 if he didn't miss a few of those layups that we want to convert to dunks around the basket. But, yeah, we need to be more, you know, getting contributions for everybody. But that's not really changed. But, you know, obviously, you know, Karlik and David are two of our best players and have the ball in their hands a lot. But, yeah, contributions from everybody would be great.
Tim?
Chris, as much time as you've lost with the shutdowns, would you advise a team that is not on the bubble to play in a conference tournament?
You know, there are just so many things, Tim, behind the scenes. You know, I'm not going to be the guy that says you should or shouldn't. You know, I think there's logic behind not playing. You know, you obviously risk, you know, losing that NCAA tournament opportunity. But I'm not going to be in the position of advising. I'm not an athletic director, so I'll just worry about preparing our team for Duke.
Okay. As a follow-up, given the NCAA protocols for the tournament, are you taking any special precautions or will you take any special precautions in Greensboro?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to do everything that we possibly can. You know, we travel with multiple buses. You know, we make sure that anytime we congregate as a team, whether that's a meal, whether that's film, that we're spaced out. You know, we aren't, you know, doing anything public. You know, it's not like our guys are, you know, we're not taking them out to restaurants to eat. You know, guys aren't walking over to the mall, you know, in between shoot around. You know, we're doing about everything that we can, Tim, in order to make sure that we're able to play both the conference tournament, hopefully the NCAA tournament.
Thank you.
Any other questions? If you have a question, drop in the chat. To Michael.
Hey, Coach. Michael McCammon, Cardinal Authority. Duke's a little bit different than the last time you guys faced them. What have you seen from them as they've made, you know, their changes since the last time you guys faced each other?
I think the biggest thing that you see that's different is just how they're playing defense. You know, as I mentioned, they're really getting back to, I think, the Duke that you know, we've all watched for years, and that is a very disruptive, out in the passing lanes type team. I think Jordan Goldwire is as good as any defensive player in the country. You know, in my opinion, he's the best defensive player in our league. He's awfully disruptive. Mark Williams is an elite shot blocker. You know, he's a young kid. He's learning the game. But his defense is special. He's got great timing around the rim. And he adds a little bit of confidence for those guys to be a little bit more chancy on the perimeter. So that's the biggest change that I see. Offensively, they certainly do a little bit more high-low action because of his size, because of Mark Williams' size. They're shooting the ball better, I think. I don't know if there are many players in the country that over the last five or six games are shooting the ball from three better than Matt Hurt. You know, he's got that high release. He doesn't need any shot space. We're going to have to try to step up to that challenge as best we can.
Any further for Coach? All right, Coach, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Coach Chris Mack here on 93.9 The Ville. Big news, you get David Johnson back. I also want to remind people, Louisville basketball is back tomorrow. The Cards take on Duke ESPN Louisville is your pre- and post-game home. Pre-game coverage with Marcus Maben starts at 5 p.m. on all ESPN Louisville stations. And then directly following the game, it's the U of L Health post-game show with myself, Steve Rummage. That'll also be on all ESPN Louisville stations. We're the first place that will take your calls here live from Coach Chris Mack. It's all here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. And don't forget, we got Bellarmine basketball. Also tomorrow, pregame coverage with Doug Orme and Mark Bug starts at Saturday at 11:45. That'll be on all ESPN Louisville stations too. And we'll have U of L baseball when it starts at 12:50 right here on 93.9 The Ville. So a big day tomorrow for the local station. As far as Louisville goes, and James and Jason, they'll have the Kentucky postgame show over there at 6 o'clock too. So, yeah, let them, especially if they get beat, we'll turn over there and check them out too. So, a lot of stuff going on tomorrow. This is Middays with Marcus Maben. Good news to finish the show on 93.9 The Ville.